Okay, so doing the packets. He would be here.
It's, I have a bus at 3:30, so I have to figure.
3:30 when?
3:30 from, I think around.
When?
What day?
3:30 tomorrow, sorry.
Oh, okay, so let's see. Okay, the final Yontif Shir for this man is the Inya Kiboy Yontif. Okay, so there are a couple of questions about Kiboy Yontif. Number one, is Kiboy something that's mutter for Ochel Nefesh? And if it is mutter for Ochel Nefesh, do we say Mitoch? Okay, that's for starters, to answer these two questions. Okay, so the Gemara says on Beitzach of Gimel Amud Aleph, page 3 in the packet. Amalei Rav Ashi la'olam la'ashing midi havi bisra gumri. So this bisra gumri is discussed several times in the Gemara here, in Beitza, and Ksubis, etc., means that you put the meat on the coals. You have burning coals, and you put the meat on the coals to roast them. So it's mamish meat on the coals. So when you put the meat on the coals, so invariably, some of the fire is going to be extinguished. But that's the derech of the tzliya, and the Gemara says that that's mutter, bisra gumri. Well, so the Pashup Shat, hence, as we'll see, is that Kiboy is mutter for Ochel Nefesh. If you have an Ochel Nefesh that has Kiboy, usually Kiboy has nothing to do with Ochel Nefesh. But if you have a Zah situation, we have Kiboy and Ochel Nefesh, so that would be considered a mutter. So then we have another Gemara on page 1, Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Bamine Abba Bar Marta Mi'abai Ma'u L'chabos Esaneh Bibnei Dover Acher. Right, we know that person's Meshamish Mitoso, so there can't be a Ner in the room. So it's Yontif, and there's a Ner in the room, so is he allowed to blow out the fire Bibnei Dover Acher? So the Gemara says, well, go into a different room. So it says, "Ein lo b'ayin sache mai, efshel lasos mechitza." So the "Ein lo lasos mechitza mai, efshel lachabos lasos hakli." Ein lo kli mai. Amalei. Bottom line, aser. So the bottom line is it's aser. Bottom line is this is aser.
This is kibud derabanan.
Yeah, in other words, well, right, it depends whether you hold Malacha Shein, Tzrichel, Gufa, Tzchayev, or Potter. If you hold Tzchayev, that would be the rice of Potter, like most Rishonim would be. But nonetheless, the Gemara says that it's Aser. So the question that is raised is how come you don't say Mitoch? Right, you should say Bitoch. That is the question that we have to address. Why don't we say Bitoch? So if you look in the Bach on page 5, it says, "Kati kashel ituva ladasa rosh dem chashiv kibuze b'tzarach ochel nefesh im kem pshita dehuter." Avshalot tzarach b'mitoch, imiz b'mitoch, imiz b'tzarach tzas, k'din hotzav havara, shar melachas k'dal el, reishim etov tzari hei. Okay, nimbal the growth, k'deishi hei hapas noe, Lamei Osa. Right, there was another situation is when you have to bake in an oven. Look in the tour. Dafkim tanum shalom shayim dafkim pasivim vein svichim lagarfim. In other words, the case of you have to sweep out the coals before you bake again, and there could be some burning coals, so they're going to be extinguished. So that's another hechitimsa of kibui for al chol nefesh. Efshel Yashiv al Piatoisis Tafchav Gimel Divar Maskal Damichers the Yeshchalik Ben Havara Lekibur Vizol Lashonim Afilu Man Deshari Havara Shelo Letzorch Klal Biyushalmi Haynu Fi Sheyesh No Pa'amim Letzorch Ochol Nefesh Aval Kibur LaOlam Ein Letzorch Tikun Ochol Nefesh Vada Asul Kulyam Biyotif. So he's quoting basically the Bach that Toises on Chav Gimel, where he says that Havara is, in other words, Toises is basically addressing this question. And Toises says Havara is for Ochel Nefesh, Kiboy, Olam Ein Tzorach Tikun Ochel Nefesh. It's not Tzorach Tikun Ochel Nefesh. In other words, say the case by the oven, you're taking it out, so now make room for. It's like it's indirectly involved with the ochel nefesh, but it's not a direct tikkun of the ochel nefesh. If you want to see on page 12 in Igros Moshe, he explains the Bach on page 12 in the second column, second arrow. He quotes the Bach and he says, "The kavanoso, the heter, the mitoch, who rak shehu melacha hamasakin mamish es haochel. Aval kibui sheosu rak shelo yikul kol haochel. Afshal kaponim heter gomuhu mishum tzorach ochel nefesh, who lo aminu gabe mitoch." He says, in other words. Havara is a positive help to the ochel nefesh. The kibui is just so it shouldn't get ruined. So that's also tzorach ochel nefesh. But that, so to speak, negative tzorach is not enough to say that it's a meleches ochel nefesh, and that we could say mitoch based on that. So lemaisa we don't say mitoch by kibui. So if it's going to help, even that it shouldn't be mekalkel, we'll permit it. But then we're not going to say that, therefore, you could extinguish the fire for tashmish or for other things. So that is the yisod that Tosus says, and the Bach and the Igros Moshe expands on this point. So there's no mitoch by kibui. Oh. So take a look, there's a famous Magen Avraham on page 7. Oh, well, let me, before we get to the Magen Avraham on page 7, there's a famous Ran, I don't know if I put it, the post can quote the Ran, there's a famous Ran, so we should look at the famous Ran on page 14. The Ran quotes the Gemara, "Maybe Sharal Michal Eina Biyantif Sheini Shal Rosh Hashanah." So on that sugya, about Mechabe, so they discuss about medicine on Yontif. So we assume medicine is also on Yontif, but Yontif Sheni is Mutter. But on Yontif Sheni, we permit, except for Rosh Hashanah, right? Except for Rosh Hashanah. So there the Ran writes, I bracketed a Amemer, it's the second piece, the Vishaminan, Nami Mishmaitan, the Mutu Lachabos Haner, if they dover Acher, Mutu Lachabos is at Laker, even Moman, Alpia, Perushim, Shiparashal Malo, beyond of Shane Shalgolios. Because when the Gemara matters, Mikhail Eina, beyond of Shane Shalgolios, and that's the same thing, the Ran feels that Heter of Yontif Sheni applies to all the things mentioned in that Sugi, which would include Kibui Latzorech Tashmish. So the discussion in the postgame regarding this Ran. The Taz has a discussion on page 7. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch, page 7, Tov Kuf Yudalet. So the Shulchan Aruch says, also the Chabas Tlaik beyond the Filim Rav Beis Hashem Nisrof, etc. Okay, L'shamish Mitos. Right, that's the din. The Gemara says the Taz in Beis, Malachabas Meidavar Acher, etc. And he has a whole discussion here. And of that whole discussion of that sugya, and he discusses how we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the Machshir Yochel Nefesh, Halach Vein Morikain, etc. But we'll see the discussion that we'll see later. You know, how does this run? Play in. If you want to see in the Bir Halacha on page 15, so he says, "I mentioned brother, feel ain't no eats a gadel chranos and neil makom ha'yem can also." Hey, we're b'shas Rambam. Yeah. Chen v'taz herich b'zev daitud v'etzem halacha gam b'zev mutol l'chabos yinei yitzar acheres rak she'in morim kein. Whereas the Taz says that really it's a beginning of halacha v'in morim kein. Mil b'yachron muchach lo samcho alav l'hakel b'zeh. Rak b'yantav she'in shal golius tasa p'chod shal yorab l'hakel b'zeh. So he says there could be some material in Yontif Sheni. The coolers that they had on Yontif Sheni, like Rabbi Refua, etc. So,
those are Rabbanim.
Yeah, so if you.
Well,
that depends whether Malacha Sheni is Rechel Kufa is Chayiv or not. So they're saying if you say it's Malacha Sheni is Rechel Kufa is only Rabbanim, then you can understand. So in Stamma, that's how he was assuming.
Still
maybe Mechomer, but it's still so that they talk about whether he says Korban Sanu Tzad L'Hachmer Afi Yom Tov Sheni. So many others are Machmer even on Yom Tov Sheni. Chayin Das Chayodim. unless it's Yitzro Misgabrelov or it's Lav Tvila. So then so they talk about it. The Kozhiblov has on this, I think they talk about, what's the din, I didn't put it in the pack. There's a discussion, what's the din, if to take a nap on Yom Tov Sheni and the light's on, is there. So the mice are minigas with it, usually are not making on these things, but this is a discussion based on the Ran and these poskim, whether there could be more coolers on Yom Tov Sheni, like this din of Kibbutz. Oh. So now let's get to the Magen Avraham that we said we were going to talk about. So there is a Magen Avraham. On page 7. So what does he say? So the Machaber says you can't do kibbutz, right? And Ramah says Yeshom Dafke in Efshel Hatzel Gedera below kibbutz. In other words, if your food's going to get ruined and there's no way of saving the food, then the Chabad says you can't even do it b'shum kedeira. Why not? It's to help for ochel nefesh. But he says no, that's only talking about if you could save the kedeira without having to do kibbutz. But if the only way to save the kedeira is doing kibbutz, then you could do kibbutz to save the food. It's a big fire, so it's going to ruin the food. So you could take it off, but then the food's going to get ruined. So then blow out the fire. So then, okay, but if there's another option, so what's the other option? So it says the Magen Avraham, they're going to Yochel Lasos Eish B'Mokom Acher. As if you can make a fire someplace else, not an Eish Mechadosh, but an Eish B'Mokom Acher, so then it would be better to have an Eish B'Mokom Acher, the Magen Avraham says, than to do Kibbutz. That's the Magen Avraham's Pesach. Better make it. In other words, when we permit kibbutz for ochel nefesh, it's only when there's no way out. So then, but if there's a way out, Rambam says do it. So what's an example of a way out? So the Magen Avraham says you can make an eish b'mokom
acher. What's the case?
Meaning, you have food on the fire, and the fire's getting big, and it's going to ruin the food. So you have a choice. So extinguish the fire to save your food. Right, or take some fire from someplace else, put it on a.
Just take the food off the fire.
No, but you still need to cook the food.
You're not doing machaber the whole thing. You're only like.
You need still to cook the food, or else the food's going to get ruined. So you need to cook the food, but the way it is now, it's going to get ruined. So what do you do? So you can extinguish it a little bit, right? Machaber a little bit. So that'll save the food, or rather, have a fire someplace. In other words, which is better, to do Havara or to do Kibbutz? So the Magen Avraham says, better to do Havara than to do Kibbutz. Mm-hmm. Well, so this is the famous Pesach of the Magen Avraham. So it comes Rav Moshe, here's a tshuva, in Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, there's an old tshuva, on page 10 and 11. He says, "Be'inyan lahadlik as a gears had pilot light lahaktin haseish biyantif." So he says, "B'dvar lahadlik as a gears biyantif be a pilot light poshut shemuta." If you have a pilot light, so you have already a pre-existing fire, so you want to open it up, so there's no problem. That's for sure, okay. Game b'zeh chashash molin esh lahadlaka savara lo damilek lechushish chashash alod esh shlachein osud lahadlik. But what about to turn it down? B'dover lahaktin asa'esh b'yontif. Hineke she'tzorach lahaktin asa'esh k'day shal yisrof lois kalkal hatafshan shabutayim mutar. Havin yochol haniach eish zeh hagodol lahadlik eish ha'achir she'yakot. Yochol lahaktin eish zeh t'lo lahadlik eish ha'achir. Yishesh tzorach hatafshil ein chiluk ben hadlaka l'kibuy. So Moshe says there's no chiluk between hadlaka and kibui, and you don't have to, you could just, in other words, kibui and hadlaka and havara are equal. Lagabi this. Kibui and hadlaka are equal, lagabi this. Because since we see that kibui is mutar bisra gumri, so it's mutar v'chol nefesh, havara certainly is mutar v'chol nefesh, so it's even. So, you're not mechuyev to get another fire. That's what he says. So the kasha that he was asked is that, it's against this Mogen Avraham. So that was dealt with in Igros Moshe Chelek Dalet. The Shuvah to Mordechai Tendler. Mizusha Hiksha Lechal Moshe Kesafti B'Tshuvah. That's the question. So basically, as I say, the Rechefetz points out, Rav Moshe argues with this Magen Avraham. And he says that, no, it's all the same. It's all the same. Havara, Kibbutz, it's all the same. So he argues. And he says, Fakir. Kibbutz is better according to most Rishonim, so it's the Rambam, the Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Why do a Havara, which is a Malacha Daraisel Tzorcha Cholefesh, if you can do a Kibbutz? According to most Rishonim. So basically that's his Pshak. This page here, page 12. That's page 12. So basically, so he argues with the Magen Avraham. And the Sefer Divrei Chefetz, he finds it here. Divrei Chefetz, page 17. You want to see first on page 17, he quotes the Kozhik Lover in the second paragraph on the right side. And Chubas Eretz Svi, Shagamke Vini Kibur Hanel Letzach Shena, Deim Hakel Al Beyantav Sheni. So the Kozhik Lover, even though that's not our minag, like Bir Halacha, quoted sheet is not a machmir, but he says that maybe he was discussing, you know, if the light's on in the room, you want to take a nap on Yantav Sheni. So maybe you could be Mako based on the Ran. That was the discussion in the Kozhik Lover. And then he discusses in the next piece is the Moshe's Tshuva against the Magen Avraham. So he wants to say that what's shot in the Magen Avraham, page 18, Nira the Magen Avraham Azil Bashita Sarav Zal, Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Avara Lutzarch Bishul Havi Tzarch Ochel Nefesh, Mamish, Mishum Hachi Adifa Mikibui, Tlavi Al Machshirin. Maybe Kibui is only considered Machshirin, so she Yevshar Lasosan, so it's not, the Heter is not as Meruvach. Because even Machshirin Yevshar Lasosan might only be Halach of Eimarin Kane, so. So that's why the Magen Avraham perhaps said what he said. But if you hold the Dasam Magmishan Havarna, okay, that was this discussion. Okay, now there's another tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote on page. Page 13. Page 13. It's interesting. This tshuva is Kislev Tavshin Yud Beis. You'll see what the significance of that is. Dvar Psichas HaFrigidair. Okay, so he doesn't want to speak about the Frigidaire. He's Tom Lakanakan. I am safe for Yovel, Lagan, Yosef Henkin. The Chain Amy wrote to Lahashi Beksa, the Dover Skiris Hagez Biotis. He says he doesn't want to write a tshuva about turning off the gas stove on Yontif. No one's turning it off. Achim Haktanis Aisha Hagez, who would start a bishop, and then Sharad, has Pashat the Mutter, that Bisra Gumri says. But Skira, to turn it completely, Einer Rotsu L'Hashiv
B'Chsav. The Heter Bisra Gumri, that would be if you're turning it down for the Tzorach of the Tashel, not because it's hot in the room. There's just a lot of fire on, so you want to be mapped in the ish, so it won't be so hot.
You're asking
before
Bisra Gumri is for the Tavshin, no?
Right, so the Heter he's saying to turn down before we get to closing, of turning down, that's only if it's Tzorach of the Tashel.
Meaning,
if it's just hot in the room, then I
want to. Hot in the room, that's the question.
So I can't turn down the flame just to make it less heat.
Right. I mean, assuming that's not considered Tzorach HaGuf, right? So Pashto's not. Tzorach HaGuf. The question is.
I'm not saying Mitoch.
Is that. Is it required to say Mitoch? Or you don't even need Mitoch for that? So there's a famous article written in the Beis Yitzchak by Rabbi Tendler, Rabbi Moshe Tendler. Beis Yitzchak, what year? Tavshin Yud Beis. It was like Rav Shechter mentioned some 20-30 years ago that he thought that, you know, Rabbi Tendler, you know, spoke to Rabbi Moshe about this Indian. So just noticing now that this tshuva is Tavshin Yud Beis, and this Beis Yitzchak article is Tavshin Yud Beis. Beis Yitzchak, what? On page 19. So just to give the background to Rabbi Tendler's article, let's go back to page 1. So the famous Gemara there in Beitzen, on Chav Beitzen and Aleph. So the Gemara talks about the Shemen Shebaner. As we know, a ner was a receptacle that had the oil. It had oil in the receptacle. So I didn't bracket it, but a little bit before where I put the arrow in the bracket, the second, right before the second arrow, two lines above. Have you the law? Hanosin shem and bener chayv mishum mavir. If I'm a stopik mimenu chayv mishum mechabe. Right. So it means that if you have a receptacle with oil and a wick. And you put more oil in, so that's mavir. If you take a little out, it's mechaber. Even though nothing is getting extinguished right now, because you still have enough oil without the oil you took out, you still have enough oil to go for another 4 hours. You take a little now, that's called mechaber. You put a little in, it's not. But that's the famous story with the Ger Rebbe and Reb Chaim. As the Medrash Tanchuma says that there was a miracle in the Mikdash that the menorah lasted the whole year, just miraculously. So who asked who? Who asked who? Reb Chaim asked the Ger Rebbe. So how you mekayim the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros? So the Ger Rebbe's response was that you put in a little tipa every day, and then with that you would say the mitzvah. Based on this Gemara, that most of little chayim mishum maver, and then they pilpul, is that enough to be able to mitzvah hadlaka? Blah, 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 whole thing. I remember one year it was Shabbos Zohar. Dr. Lam used to be here for Shabbos Zohar. So Shabbos Zohar usually is in Parshas Tetzaveh. It was a leap year, so then comes down Vayik in the... one of those Parshas, Vayik. So Dr. Lam spoke at, I think it was Rabbi Goldwich's apartment in the Kiddush Shabbos morning. So he said everyone was giving Divrei Torah about Amalek, so he wanted to say something on the Parsha, so he said over this idea. This story with the Ger Rebbe and Reb Chaim, and the Musar Haskel being that, you know, if every day you do a little bit, you know, that's significant. Okay, that's for that. But so question the Rishonim have is, why is Mistapik Chayv Mishum Mechaber? Right now nothing is happening. So Tosis says Mistapik Menu Chayv Mishum Mechaber Ein Ratzel Lomar Minei Shem Maya Kiboy. So one possibility is now you're taking out a little, so instead of going out 4 hours, it's going to go out in 3 hours and 50 minutes instead of going out in 4 hours. So you're going to be Maher the Kiboy. So since you're going to be Maher the Kiboy, that's... So he says, don't say that, because he thinks that's only Grumma. That's only Grumma. It's not happening now. It's only Grumma. So therefore, that's not considered... So he says... The real reason is he says a different reason. Alhainu time however also shosh who mistapek mimena mechabek tzas. The second that he takes a little, it flickers a little. So it's nirek kibui. It's nirek kibui, and that's what it means. And the way we'll see, Rabbi Tendel explains that it doesn't mean chay mishum kab. It's like. Doesn't mean really mean chayiv mishum mechaber. It just means nirek kibui. We'll see.
Is the same thing for maver?
What?
Is it the same thing for maver?
I don't know. And therefore, based on this, he says mikan yesh lahatir kandila shal shav gdola. If you have a candle, a wax candle, and you cut off the bottom, so. Now it's going to go out earlier, but he says going out earlier doesn't bother him because that's grumma. The only thing is flickering, but here it's not going to be any flickering because it's not like oil where you're doing something over there that's going to cause a little bit. So it's not even near kikiboy, so it's okay. So that is the tosis. So the Gemara of Beis Amar Aleph says if you have a receptacle of oil with a wick and it's burning, so you take out a little bit. You call them mechaber, even though it's not going out. So Tos says, why not? So Tos says, don't say because it's going to go out earlier, because that's only grum. So Tos says, because it flickers a little now, and that's called nirek mechaber. But say you had a big candle of wax, and you cut off the bottom. So it's also going to go out earlier, but that doesn't bother him. And here it's not nirek mechaber, because it doesn't even flicker, so that's okay. That's the psak of, that's what Tos says, chav bezem ralf. The Rosh, however, disagrees. And the Rosh says that the reason why that it's a problem is because it's going to go out early. It's going to go out early. You'll tell me if it's going to go out early, it's grumma. So the Rosh says, no, because grum is only dover mibachutz. And here, you're tampering with the guf hadover. Ad kan lo pligi hasam al mishum de'inu nogeya bedover hachdolik, ala osa dover chutzalo. That's in the middle of Yud Zayin. First word on the line is the Rabbi Yossi. Aval hacha Hashem rapsi l'shteim gormi mesad lekev amayim echem mehem meres hakiboy chayev v'chainu taima v'nosin shem v'nei mishum d'marech b'havaraso. So anytime you do something b'guf hadover, so that's not called grammar, even though it's going to happen later. So that's the shita and then you have another Gemara. Okay, let's keep going. Boom. Yeah, in Bamei Madlikin, the Mishnah that we say all the time on Chaf Tes and Beis 34. Lo Yikov Adam Shafer Shel Beitza. You shouldn't take an egg, the shell of an egg. Yimalena Shemen V'tenam Pehaner B'Shvil Shetei Meratefes. Afil Hi Shel Cheres. Yiskayim Haner Shetei Hashem Hametatev. So you shouldn't put a beitza and have it drip into the ner, because it's very easy to just take out from the beitza, and then you'll be chayav mishum mechabe. And since you set it aside that it should be coming into the nair, so you're going to be chayav mishum mechabe. So therefore, you shouldn't even set it up, because it's very likely that you'll take out. Well, so Rabbi Tendler, in his article in the Beis Yitzchak in Tovshun Yud Beis, discusses the Rosh and the Tosfos, etc. And he says, as you saw on page 20, the third line, he says, "Hinei nireb borag yesh tzidun chadash v'isu kiboy v'svaras miyuchad l'psila." In other words, whenever the shemen is miyuchad to the psila, that is, you need a psila, and the shemen is miyuchad to that psila, so then, if you take away that shemen that's miyuchad to the psila, it's chayv. And he was a toast and local hill by Mustapa by Shem and Hotek near Shava. He told the issue of Masha Machshikor, while she does a rush, so Mishum Maki Buya, Madu Mati. Oh, one more thing, before we see that, one more source that I didn't say, and that's the famous riff on page 14. So the riff says on page 14, in the second wide line, Amar Rav Yehuda, the Kinsa Shari. Right, there's a question what the Girs is. It's a Gemara Chavez Manav. Is it Kinva or Kinsa? So, that's the Gemara there right before the... So Rashi, they have the Girs of Kinva. That means limcha rosha psila shenasa pecham. So they're doing something to the rosha psila. So that's a whole different thing. What's going on there? But the rif shot is kinsa. So kinsa means if you have like 15 pieces of wood that are in one place, but they're not all lit up. And you take some of them before they get lit. Oh, so he says like this. It So he says, even according to the Rush, that says that it goes out early, it's a problem. That's only if you have a receptacle, and there's oil and a wick, and all the oil is there is miyuchah to the psila. So then it's all, so anything you take away is mechabe, because it's miyuchah to the psila. But if you take away from the eitzim that are not sholot bo m'or yet, enu chayiv, because there's no, it's not miyuchah to anything. It's not miyuchah to the psila. So that's what Rabbi Tendler says in Oz Dal, Kins, Lofi Ani Yazdaiti, Kein Yud Enkan Psila Klal, V'gam Ein Achatichis Mechunosis B'Kli Echad, Enkan Yichud Klal U'Kul Yalma. So there's no one receptacle, there's no Psila, so he thinks that would be Mutter U'Kul Yalma. So therefore he says, Im Kein, V'nogein L'Shei L'Seinu B'Vada Hages Shehum Unach B'Shaferis B'Company, Ein Yichud L'Or Hadolak B'Tanur, in other words, in other words, when you shut off the thing, you're stopping the gas from coming in, so that gas is not miyuchad for your tanor. Because why? Because you just what?
Not putting anything.
Well, over there, when you're stopping the fire from spreading, you put water around it. That's called ground kibbutz.
But here, you're not stopping it. You're not putting out a fire.
You're not putting out a fire. You're just stopping the fuel from going in. So he says that's good. Peshitas harosh mishum shem ha'as kibbutz. And Shita's Tosis, but near Kikiboy. So he says, even that he thinks is only said by the Gdorim of Mestapi Kibanea. But Kiboy Hagez, Miyar Achat Shachotis, Ben Or Legez, near Kikiboy, we can also ask us Kain, and we'll have to Lomer, Tafil, the Shita Satos, Mudul Chabos, again, Biotim, Ainu Dom, and Mestapi, Veshem Shivanet, and then Lomer Tzavisha, Mechalik, Besudi, and Chitzes Kainim. That was over there. No one says that if you put it down right away and it extinguishes right away, it's also. It's the whole void is that he's doing something in an indirect way. So it's not called Malachas Kibbutz. So even the Shita's Toysus is not called Kiboy, Elim Hadover Haboer, whom Yuchad or Boshibiyaga. If he has Vadi and Loma Shagir Shaino Boer, Adain Yuchad Kvaru Orze, Nimsalaf Shita's Toysus, Yeshlata Kiboy against Miyantiv, a field Shalom Tsar Ochal Nefesh. Kose Kasavno, Eino Elabir, Ainin, Eino Halochal Maisa. Right. So this is one of the early pieces on this topic, and it's been known that Rav Moshe held that this was mutter, meaning that one could if you have a pilot light and a gas pilot light, like Rabbi Mordechai tells us, not electric but gas, then and you want to shut it on Yontif, he said it was permissible. In fact, Rabbi Avi Orr told me that he was once eating breakfast with Rav Moshe. Is what he told me. And Rav Moshe had coffee in one hand, he had milk in the other hand, and he was pouring the milk in the coffee, and then he flinched his wrist up. And he says that is exactly what's going on. In other words, but you turn it on, it's like you're letting the flow in, and now you're just stopping the flow from going in, and that's not us.
Even a chest.
Yeah, I mean, people don't. Yeah. Yeah, everybody told me that he thought that there shouldn't be a chiluk. But my said people aren't knowing to. to do it on Shabbos.
People are not.
What?
It doesn't, because
here
it doesn't come up.
Why? Why can't it come up?
I think people don't often are interested necessarily in
closing. Well, I mean, people would be very happy to do it.
What I've heard is that on Shabbos is mostly, the only thing is that there are certain many, many ranges that before it goes off, meaning to turn the knob off first, it goes higher before it goes off.
Then
if that happens, then you're
not here
before you.
When you turn it off,
like on my side, I mean, before you turn it off, to get to the off, you pass the high.
That's a good question for Heinemann.
Before you turn it off, it goes high.
For a gas.
Yeah, on the range.
Yeah.
It's okay. Not happening on the board. Unless you do it very quickly.
Yeah. Okay. So. Then there's a tshuva as well on the Sefer Netzer Matai, who also permitted it on Yantif. So you can take a look in this tshuva. Rabbi Harari and I once discussed this tshuva with Rabbi Avadia Yosef. Rabbi Avadia Yosef was here. It was in 1991, I believe. And the story goes that I was eating breakfast in what's known as the Lake Como Pizza. And then Rav Harari came in. And he said, you know, Rabbi Avadia Yosef is in the library. Let's go speak to him and learn. And I was like a little hesitant, but he convinced me. And then so we went. And one of the things we talked about was this discussion, because he has a tshuva later on where he argues with this whole, him and the Tzitz Eliezer both argue with this whole tshuva. And then he was saying over, as Rabbi Harari points out, that the Netzer Matai was, what do you say, Atem Yodim Mashal Suvo, you know, or something. So he was like attacked very much for this tshuva. Moshe never wrote the Baksav, so it's different. Yeah. And the Tzitz Eliezer as well. Discusses this and also asks it, and he feels that once you have a system set up, so that's considered like the nair, because it's omit to go in, whatever. So that's considered like the case of the shofar or shalbeitza, or it's considered like the mistapik benair. And he thought not like what he said before. And then there's Rav Tzinner quotes from, he always quotes you all the other sources that speak about it, so in the Chassidus Poskim, in the Sefer Migdolos Mechkokim, right? That's the son of the Aruga Savosin. What?
Shoshanah, isn't that like the gas, the stove in white, it's dripping into a bigger thing and taking it out of the top, it hasn't dripped down yet.
Right. The only thing I'm trying to say over there, you were miyached at the ready, those that shaman to the psila.
And also, there isn't the chance that you're going
to... The gas here is not miyuchad. I have gas in it.
Well, where's the gear? When you turn it on, where's the gear?
It's going to go through a pipe.
Right.
And the pipe's in the street.
Right, so you're saying the pipe, the gas that's already in the pipe now is should be no different. The only thing is, if you say what he's going to say here, that you need a psila, but that's already. Right, so why isn't that considered miuchad l'kach?
No specific yes. It's just filling up any place which is not shut off from it.
But they're saying the gas that's in that pipe right now, right?
It's right there. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. So let's see what he says here. He says, "L'chol yehav shalom mazal v'had tanya nosin shem v'neir etc." So that he's saying there's no psila, it's a different thing. And then he quotes the Rashi in Shabbos Lavan Aleph of the days, "Ein kibur v'havara lo b'shemen v'lo b'ner elu b'psila." Hilchah ha'shaych stira binyan elu b'psila. So he says that by shemen, every shemen that's burning is considered a separate thing. Well, shemen, only can kemish ha'shem l'achol gav shadolik mikol mokom kol rega v'rega dolik shemen acher. Also, Shemen Sheyadolek, and then Elosha Meuma. Also, Shemen Sheneshtaya Lodok Mi Olam Kachlo Shach Bzayin Yekibur. Ain't it only Psiva? Also, Psiva Sheneshtaya Lacha Kibur. Also, Psiva Latzai Sodolakis. And then he writes like a disclaimer here. The different marans al nevesh adaito lahati al chabos al gamers lo shemanu shaholakei lo meisa. Kaneiru shem duhud milcha tatmiya vador hakadosh lav hagiyah shalom tzoch bishul is vachlu imo migdoli dereinu shadaito not al issa imkin edar biru shadaito lo zozo miharoso. He's still kichin shematim mitak kotsho. Kozos tichris beis midrasha barabu gimacha barabu alaf kaveira v'nido ze uchozim meheteru l'mais. So, but that's the question. Why is it, what's the chiluk between yeah, so that's the question. In other words, what's called miyuchad?
Also, the hinchas that meaning it could be also that when he talks about miyuchad, it's like a chafza, like you miyachid shem,
right. So when you have gas in the pipe, and then you turn on the pipe, so then it flows right in. Yeah. The gas is. But you weren't. There was. Where's the gas the second before you turn it on? Where's the gas? Mamish, like, or. Yeah. Right.
But it would also be that Chazal didn't work, like they worked with physical thing, like Shemin is a, maybe that they used to light with Shemin, like a nebulous gas that's hanging out somewhere.
Yeah, but I'm saying, he's saying is it different than the, than, I mean, this is a, what we cause the fire, so is it any different than the shemen in the, in the Beitza, say, for example?
That was their argument against the
Nisri. Right, right.
Again, what was the problem with the
shemen
dripping in? That
you
then have
the shemen dripping in, right? Right, so
that's kibbutz.
Yeah, because maybe you're going to come to take it. If you take it, then it's kibbutz.
Is that
kibbutz?
Because maybe you're
going to
come to take from the.
No, he says that that is kibbutz, and we're choshesh that since it looks disjoint. That you might not think it's kibbutz, so therefore you shouldn't do that. Time Hashem, the Zev Hashem yistab b'menav. Kevin shekseh l'nei chayim Hashem b'chav afilu also shofar shal cheres
dem yisalam. It could also be that there we view the shemen here, the shemen here as one unit, because it's only two.
Yeah.
But if there's no shemen on the bottom, that is burning from.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that, maybe. You're saying it's not that way. I don't know, it has to be thought about some more, what the exact distinction, if there is a distinction. Yeah. So, Right, so a different sheet is on this matter. So that's the story of Kibbutz, that Kibbutz is mutter for Ochel Nefesh, but we don't say Mitoch, and then the Shaila is why is Mustapi Chayev is Shem Chabe, is it because of Maher, or is it because it's doing something right now? And then the question is whether our modern day things are comparable to the case of the case of Kintza. So over there, the separate pieces of wood and. Is it that they were just separate pieces of wood happened to be there, or you actually put them there? Would there be a chiluk between if
what's the difference between kintza and shofar?
Right. So if you did, they were just pieces of wood that happened to be there, so then you weren't miyached, so then you understand the difference. If you actually put them there. So Rabbi Tendler claims because there's no psila. So there's no psila. In other words, if there's a psila, everything that's miyuchad to the psila. So he would is. But if there's no psila, so then it's just pieces of wood being burnt. So what's not burnt is not burnt. Hashem came when you have a psila, so it's different. So that's what the Migdolos Baruch Hakim says that. That when there's no, because he doesn't work. The Migdolos Baruch Hakim doesn't work with this necessarily with the idea of miyuchad versus not. Huh?
There's no psila by gas.
Right. He's saying there's no psila by gas. So by gas, whatever's burning is burning. What's not burning is not burning. And you don't view it the same way that you view. In other words, the simple difference would be over there. There's a psila. There's miyuchad psila. And here there's no psila, so there's no miyuchad psila, and there's no kind of. So in Hanami, in the case of the shofaras, if there's a psila, so anything that you miyachit to the psila is, but here there's no psila. So And the pilot lights? Is there a psila? Yeah, so.
Yeah, that might be a complicated factor.
Wow.
There's a pilot plane. It's probably better to have one without a pilot plane. You might make a hillock between, like, stop with a pilot plane on the top one.
Isn't a pilot just the same thing? Like, just a flame?
A flame.
Like, if a pilot light goes out, they don't see a
wick.
See a
flame. Right. Right, so there's no psila. So if there's no psila, so that would be an easy. Well, that, maybe that was what Ritel is saying. Maybe that's what he's saying as well. Because if you just say the idea of miyuchad, so then it's more difficult to. If you say miyuchad lepsila, so then these distinctions could be more.
There's a pilot light and the flame is coming. Pilot light will light the gas.
Okay, today is the last shiur of this man. There's Hashem, and we hope to see everyone back next year. We should have a good summer. We have a minyan now, Mincha, Baruch Hashem. Okay.
Eight.
Maybe the hate discussion.